Rolls, rolls, bagels, baps, naan bread, pita bread, and the Waterford Blah. If you haven't tasted it, I suppose you'd sum it up as a very, very light white roll. And somebody with a particular interest in this is Dermot Welsh, co-owner of the M&D Bakery in Waterford, who's on the line now. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
How significant a piece of news for you is this?
I think, in reality, Carl, what is basically the government have seen sense, really. I mean, to put VAT on these types of bread probably would have meant that it would have had a negative effect even for the government, because as a whole, volume-wise, this end of the market is not huge, so the tax take off it, I don't think, would have been that huge, but the potential for damage to the business was absolutely huge, leading to very loss of jobs, etc., etc., and all those in small to medium businesses dotted around the country, and they're, of course, as you know, the lifeblood of the country at the moment.
Did you lobby the government, lobby your local TDs?
Yeah, the Flour Bakers and Confectioners Association of Ireland did a lot of lobbying, as well as some other private lobby groups, but in essence, I suppose, the government really just saw what was in front of them, which was kind of sensible. I mean, their definition of bread, even their very confined definition of bread, is quite a grey area anyway. And I mean, you know, so I mean, they really just clarified the situation and cleared it up.
And I know how the bit of publicity you've got. Just one thing about the Blah, two things. First is this: is the Blah produced anywhere outside Waterford City?
No.
And second thing is it the kind of bread that isn't really going to travel, because you really need to eat it within 3 or 4 hours of when it's baked?
Absolutely. It's just the way it's made, Carl, and I mean, it is just flour, yeast, salt and water. As a result, there's no preservatives, there's no fats, there's no sugar, there's nothing there to keep it. However, in recent years we have started freezing it, so it is available outside Waterford.
Really? How far
well,
away?
The Guinness Storehouse seldom use them for all their sandwiches, and there's a fine pub in Sandymount, Mulligan's of Sandymount use them, and there's various other pubs and restaurants around Dublin that are actually using them. If you look at
the frozen or the fresh version,
they have to be frozen, unfortunately.
All right, so if you want the fresh one, you have to go to Waterford.
For
which
that
is, I can think of worse things to do. Okay, Dermot Welsh of M&D Bakery, thank you very much for talking to us.
Bye-bye.
It's 9:01.